We're doing a series at the moment on Pete, Matt and Kimber called What's It Like? Where we're finding people who are just so open and generous with how their life is in allowing us to ask what it's like to have certain things going on. Things that we would otherwise, well, probably not have the opportunity to ask people.
Yes.
In this case, we're speaking with Christina Vithulkis, and it's what's it like to be a paraplegic? Thank you very much for your time this morning, Christina.
No worries. I'm happy to chat about that stuff.
Christina, we read an article about you, and I think the bit that stayed with me that I haven't forgotten is that, you know, you're 27 years of age, and in 2018 you were riding a motorbike, a dirt bike, and as you took the jump, you came off the bike and fell, and you said your friends heard your back snap.
Yeah, so it was actually the first jump of the day. I jumped a jump that I hadn't even hit before, so I was kind of nervous, and as I jumped, I kind of knew I didn't make the distance and came a little bit short. Obviously, I can't remember the accident. I was knocked out. But, yeah, as they said, like, they actually seen my bum hit my head. Like, my skull completely in half. And I was unconscious for 5 minutes. They all thought I was dead because I wouldn't wake up. And, yeah, basically just remember waking up feeling like I had a rock stabbing me in my back. And, yeah, just wanted the ambulance to get there as soon as possible. But I had to wait 45 minutes and get flown to Adelaide Hospital where I had surgery, got 12 screws, 2 rods put in, and, yeah, the rest is history.
And Christina, what's it like, if you're even able to articulate at that moment, that the doctors say to you, this is what's happened, your spinal cord has been severed, you will not walk again? How does that feel?
Honestly, like, it didn't really feel anything. I just accepted it. Like, I just knew it happened, and I just knew. I remember saying to myself, I just picture my, because any life's just not going to look anything like it did before. But I just didn't really worry about it. It was just more like, get me fixed. I just want to, like, get, like, this pain away and get surgery out of the way, and, like, took everything else as a challenge.
You often hear that about people who go through trauma like this, that quite often it's actually the people around them that are more affected by what has happened than them themselves. Was this the case for you?
Yeah, I had an awards night the other night, and I said this in my speech, because I said, like, I had all my family, everyone crying in the room and sulking, and I remember saying to them, like, guys, like, you guys have to be stronger than this. I can't be the backbone of this family. My back's broken.
Yes.
it was like that the whole way through. All my friends, I didn't even find this out till later. Like, my best friend just literally told me a couple months ago that every time she'd leave the hospital room, then she would cry, because, like, they were there to be strong, because I was the one smiling and laughing the whole time.
Wow.
Christina, I mean, you can tell just by talking to you that your attitude towards this has been, this is nothing that's held you back. You're continuing on to do many things. And I suppose, you know, I hope you don't mind me saying, you know, we've seen photos of you. You're a very beautiful lady. You're very attractive. Does that also make it a bit tough? I don't know if you've got a partner, but when you're meeting people, are people asking the question, can you have sex?
Are they? Oh, my God. If I had a dollar for every time the sex question came up, I would at least have $100,000.
I would feel like that people are too afraid to ask. I'm afraid to ask you.
And if it's not that, if it's, and I always say this, like, because now I've worked it out, because it just happens every single conversation, it's about the fifth question now. I've worked it out. They ease into it. You ease into it with the, oh, you're going to, legs going to work. And then it goes, and it's from guys and girls. Like, it's from everyone.
So?
Okay, let's dive into it. Let's dive straight into it. Yes, definitely have sex. And if anything, it is 100 times better than what it was before. And I know that's going to be like, how, why, you can't feel it, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I don't know if I had just a really bad sex life beforehand, but I feel like being paralyzed, the guys that I have in my life now, well, I mean, like, I don't have anyone currently, by the way, I'm single, guys. but what they do is they have all this pressure on them, because they know now I'm not sure if I can say this, but, like, their penis is not going to do it for me unless they can do everything else for me that can turn me on mentally. You know, there's, like, so much mental stimulation and work going on, foreplay. It starts from, like, before the date even begins, the turning on and all that happens, where guys that don't do that and just perform and think they've got, like the biggest wand and is going to do all the magic for them, is that it's just, it's the most boring sex and I just will never go back there.
Yeah, it's been a hard lesson, that's for sure.
Hey, Christina, look, you know, no secret that part of the reason why I was very excited to chat to you is because you're so open about this stuff in particular. And I'm very interested to know if you notice that you attract a different type of guy since becoming a paraplegic.
Oh, that's a good question. I love being open. I love being open because it breaks the ice, and I feel like the guys, it's not even who I'm more attracted, it's the guys that are attracted to me are a different breed, which are now that I'm more attracted to, because these guys are confident, they know what they want, and they're not easily scared out of a situation that's going to be a little bit more difficult, and so, a situation that involves more effort. And these guys are like, yeah, I'm getting guys that are more fun, athletics, you know, I need them, you know, fit and strong to lift me around. Definitely. I like the type that are going for me now.
I think a lot of people live their entire lives in some form of fear, whether it be fear of getting sick or fear of dying, and you know, often don't do things and feel completely incapable of breaking out from that fear. An event and an accident like yours, does it completely make you unafraid of the rest of what life has to offer? Do you feel like life's thrown its hardest, you know, curveball at you?
No, honestly, I'm still scared. Like, even like the other day when I did hit a mega ramp with Wheeler, like, I was scared, but it's like I completely ignore that. Like, I'm aware of it. Mm. And then I'm like, yeah, whatever. Like, ignore that, because I know what the outcome is once you face that fear. That fear, once you actually do it, you jump out that plane, you go skydiving, you go on that date with that guy, you do all this stuff. The fun part after is so much more worth all that stressing that you did. So I kind of just ignore it now.
Yes. Right.
Wow. Unreal, man.
What a great person.
Oh, 100%. There's so many people listening to this who, you know, have so much ahead of them, who wouldn't have half the energy and vibrancy and attack life the way you do, mate. So good on you. And thank you so much for sharing your story with us and just sharing this amazing energy as well.
Thank you. I'm honoured. I'm honestly honoured. Thank you for taking the time to talk to me.
Christina, can we follow you and follow your journey with your drifting? And, like, we got some socials we can follow you on.
Of course. If you're the single guys, you can slide into my DMs. It's Christina, spelled with a C-H, underscore, Vithoulkas, and that's spelled V-I-T-H-O-U-L-K-A-S.
Fantastic. Brilliant.
Oh, I'm dropping you a follow right now.
Bless you, Christina.
Thank you.
All the best, Christina. We look forward to seeing more.
All right. Have a good one, guys.